Hey, this is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
Now, if you read the Bible and study it, it says David was an intense spinner. It says it in there. Study it out. And they said, you want to know why that? What that means? It means it's a whole new day. I don't care if you spin slow. It's a whole new day. And it ain't over. And it ain't over. And it ain't over. I said it's a whole new day. I said it's a whole new day. It's a whole new day. Glory to God. Woo! Come on now. Come on, break it off. 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 Have an encounter. Have an encounter with God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now watch this. Eye of the Tiger, Rocky. I like it. All right. All right. Now watch this. Hold on, because I'm going to a different movie here. So I was flying with Mom's pilot one time. He was flying me to a deal. And have y'all ever seen Remember the Titans? Greatest movie. And it's based on a true story. Well, the pilot that was flying me played against the Titans. He was in a high school that played against them. And I said, oh, cool. How much of it was Hollywood? How much of it was true? He said, oh, they got it spot on. And I said, what about that time where they came out and danced before the game, where they did this dance? And he goes, oh, gosh, we didn't know what to do. They don't do that. They still don't do that. And the coach just got news that he's going to lose his job if he loses. They're playing the toughest team in the state. They're favored to lose. It's the third game of the season. The coach is in there throwing up in the bathroom. He's sick, worried. And the players come in, for whatever reason, and said, Coach, we came up with a different way. Can we warm up different this time? He goes, wipe and vomit, you know. I don't care. Sometimes you got to get to that place. Well, I don't do that. Blah! Blah! Hey, Chip, do you ring around the posy? I don't care. Are y'all with me? I don't care what my flesh says. I don't care what my mind thinks. I don't care about the traditions of religion or the world or family. I don't care. Now, so where was I? Oh. So the team goes, can we warm up differently? He said, I don't care. So here they come, and they come out all doing this little chant. Everybody, stay with me. Come on. No. Hi-ho. So everybody looks down there, and they kick that one guy out who yelled out like that. Here we go. Ooh, ah. Everywhere we go. Now, you got to hold on for a second. Everybody, this happened. This is before the game. This is before the battle. Had God ever sent out the rejoicer? Has he ever done that in the Bible? But you don't. No, that's what I live for. That's what Rick said. That's what I live for. Being faithful to the word and do it what it says to do. Ooh, ah, come on. Everywhere we go, oh, that's it. People want to know who we are. So we tell them. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh. Now, sorry, I know you want to keep going. The other team goes, go watch the movie. The other team goes, the kids cannot keep their eyes off it because nobody does this. It's not in the manual. What are they doing? They're acting as if they've won. They're celebrating before. The coach goes, everybody turn around. Don't look at them. Don't look at them. Don't stop. And it, no, I want to see. And so the coach turns around and goes, who do they think they are, the Beatles? That's what he said.
That's right.
It confused the enemy. I don't know about you. He's confused me long enough. He's confused me long enough. It's time I start confusing him. And you know what does it? Joy. Laughter. Your face brightened up. Your countenance. Your faithfulness in the word. Rejoicing. And it puts him on defense, and he doesn't know what's about to happen. He's worried. He's concerned. He don't know. Now he's confused. Boy, that's all I had to hear. Oh man, he said it confused us, and they trounced him, just trounced him. The Titans did that game, just blew him out of the water, and that was the key moment that turned them around to go undefeated and win the state championship. Rejoicing. A bunch of stinky boys in the locker room can do that, so can we. If Paul and Silas can do it in a prison, so can we. Amen? Praise God. So that's our assignment. We stepped into it a little bit today, but that's our assignment. Don't stop here. Be known as a rejoicer. If you didn't come up front, go home and practice. Practice. Paul said, practice these things and do these things that I've told you and you've learned. Practice them. Then you will be successful. Then you will have peace. Then the God of peace will come. Practice them. Do them. You got, in other words, you've got extra responsibility. Now, a lot of you guys, all of us, listen, we may be on the 80 yards away from 60 yards away, 50, 40, 30. Some of you are on the goal line. Some of you feel like right now you're there. But we're getting over. Amen. And we're going to have an encounter. Yeah. And you'll never forget this moment. And it's going to affect people and lives and family members and neighbors. Demons won't be able to come near you. And they're not allowed in this church either, by the way. Glory to God. Anybody get anything? Everybody lift up your hands. Lord, we thank you for this word today. We receive this word today. And Lord, we know that one day there's going to be a standing ovation from you because of our faithfulness. Lord, help us run this race. Holy Spirit, give us. We thank you for the grace. We embrace the place. We're running our race. We're not slowing down. We're not laying down. We're getting up. We're getting up. I said, get up. I said, get up. I said, get up, somebody. Glory to God. We're getting up. And we're going. And we're going. And we're running. And we're running. Oh, the anointing. Oh, the anointing. I know I normally tease you, but the anointing is stronger on you right now than ever before in your voice. And that anointing on your voice is for the world. And they'll hear it. Don't you worry about how you're going to be recorded. God will do all that. Well, I'm currently not in the front. Ha, 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 ha. Forget all that, all right? Anybody in agreement with this? You see that? It's not you, it's the anointing. And he'll set people free when they play it. I just want you to witness. All right? And don't worry, I know you. I know you're a good listener. You're coachable. She's very coachable. Okay? Praise God. Just rejoice in it. And there's a whole bunch of great stuff right now for everybody out here as well. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Rick Renner. Where's the camera? For being faithful and living for that. Thank you, Billy Brim. Thank you for our generals that has given us examples that we too can live the same way. And here we go. We are a rejoicing church. Well, that means we're an encounter church. We're going to have encounters. We give you all the glory. Everybody, lift up and receive your healing right now. We will not tap pain. Jesus bore that pain. He bore it on the cross. And we just give it to you now. We thank you for their healings right now. Say, I receive it, and I will do my extra responsibilities. So now you just received your healing. Now run down the field. Now run. And that's faith. And then when your mind starts to go and the devil tries to tell you different, go, okay, just for that, I'm going to give you another little shout and glory. Hallelujah. Mama told me, I think it was Mama Papa Goodwin's, I can't remember, but it was during the Depression and there was no food and the soup lines and all of that. And they said the key was, they said groceries came to their front door. They never met. They could never find. They couldn't wait and catch the one who was bringing the groceries. They never could. Groceries were there every week all during the Depression. And they said, because we danced and rejoiced them in. During the times of famine and no grapes and no cattle and the sheep were dead. So if you don't want to hear that dynamite power of faith, faith works, but if you want to amp it up, get rid of your flesh and become who you were intended to be. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Did y'all get anything today? Did y'all come up? Y'all receive it up here. You're say, I'm a rejoicer. Say, that's what I do. That's how I live. I'm faithful to the word, to God, and I rejoice. I love to rejoice. I love to brighten up. I love to give good reports. I don't talk about bad reports. I talk about God, and I practice these things. I'm not a hearer only. I'm a doer. And that's what I'm going to do. Now, everybody make one circle turn. Make one circle turn. I don't care if it's fast. You don't have to spin your arms out. Just make a circle turn. What does that mean? You know that day you came in with? That's gone. That's behind you. Now, stop with that and stop with this. And start with this. Amen. Amen. And add in the rejoice. I love you guys.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you're ever in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to Billy Brim's church, where me and my wife Candace serve as the senior pastors. www.aglorious.church. And remember, champions always prevail.
Join Dr. Billy Brim and the Worldwide Prayers every Wednesday at noon Central for a time of Spirit-led prayer. This gathering is held on the beautiful landscape of Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. You are invited to attend in person or our live stream at billybrim.org.